You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, an emergency national cabinet meeting called to address the country's growing domestic violence crisis. Qantas investigates an issue with its app after several customers report having access to other people's data. And in the NRL, daily Cherry Evans narrowly avoids a three-match ban. G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest from the SBS News audio team. Starting in Canberra, the federal government will establish a Leaving Violence program to assist people fleeing domestic and family violence. The Prime Minister today met with state and territory leaders to address the national crisis of gender-based violence. A suite of measures to tackle online safety harms have also been announced, including legislation to ban deepfake pornography. Anthony Albanese says the Leaving Violence program will include financial and community supports.
The government will invest $925 million over 5 years. It will be included in the budget in 2 weeks' time to permanently establish the Leaving Violence program, so that those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support, along with referral services, risk assessments, and safety planning.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australia still has a good relationship with India despite a nest of Indian spies being kicked out of the country. The Washington Post reported spies from India were removed from Australia after trying to steal sensitive information about defence projects and airport security. The operation was disrupted in 2020 by the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation. Dr. Chalmers told ABC Australia still has a strong relationship with India. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning Israel against invading Rafah, saying that would be an unbearable escalation of its conflict with Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to proceed with the attack on the southern Gaza city despite ongoing attempts to reach a ceasefire. Mr. Guterres says he strongly urges the Israeli government and Hamas to reach an agreement.
Recent weeks have seen airstrikes on the Rafah area. A military assault on Rafah would be an unbearable escalation, killing thousands more civilians and forcing hundreds of thousands to flee. It would have a devastating impact on Palestinians in Gaza, with serious repercussions on the occupied West Bank and across the wider region.
It comes as pro-Palestinian protests in the US show no signs of letting up, with students across the country calling for university divestiture from Israel due to the conflict in Gaza. Authorities are demanding an end to the encampments, with US House Speaker Mike Johnson saying Congress will intervene if university officials don't control the demonstrations. Police in London say they don't believe a stabbing attack involving a man wielding a sword is terrorism related. Five people were injured in the attack and a 13-year-old boy has died from his injuries. Metropolitan Police Chief Superintendent Stuart Bell says a 36-year-old man has been taken into custody.
It is with great sadness that I confirm that one of those injured in the incident, a 13-year-old boy, has died from their injuries. He was taken to hospital after being stabbed and sadly died a short while after. We do not believe this to be a targeted attack and we are establishing the circumstances at the moment.
Qantas is investigating an issue with its app after several customers reported being able to view strangers' data. Upon logging onto their own accounts, some customers said they could see the name, upcoming flight details and loyalty points of other people. Qantas has since released a statement saying it's aware of the issue and is considering whether it could be linked to a recent systems change. An investigation has found a group of hospital staff in regional Victoria pretended to be patients during a visit from the state's health minister. A Victorian Health Department probe found the group of around 10 staff posed as patients during the visit in August to make the regional facility look busy. The group won't face disciplinary action. The full report has not been made public. In sport, Dally Cherry Evans has narrowly avoided what could have been the first ever suspension of his career. The Grade 2 dangerous throw charge was downgraded at the judiciary last night, turning a potential three-match ban into a $750 fine. It means the Manly halfback will be free to face the Canberra Raiders on Friday night, while he also remains in contention for a maiden Dally M medal. Cherry Evans told the Nine Network he's relieved.
I'm certainly not too worried about that sort of staying on the record, so to speak. But, yeah, we just genuinely felt like there was a fair case to come here and get a downgrade, and that ended up being the case, which is great.
That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. Thanks for listening, and remember to check out our new podcast, Cost of Living Secrets, wherever you get your podcasts.